Oh, what I can help you?
Oh, hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, you know what? So, my account got hacked, so I had to replace all the freaking credit cards.
Oh, no. Oh, what a bummer, huh?
Yeah, they actually, and I don't know if it's something I should discuss with you guys, because they hacked into my Facebook, and they got all my information from Facebook, so the card I was using, they just rang it up for like $1,500. So,
oh, wow.
And then the bank didn't want to give it back to me because they're saying, like, no, you authorized Facebook to do transactions, which I did. I just didn't. So Facebook, in other words, Facebook didn't want to give my money back. And
my gosh.
So the bank just said, well, it sucks to be you. So, yeah, that's the issue I'm having with that. Now I'm a little bit leery about putting, you know, a card in Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Just to let you know, even though we do Facebook ads for you, that couldn't have been related to Local Splash because our system is VeriSign secured for transactions up to $150,000. And what that means is that the billing information is encrypted. So all I can see is that we have an American Express on file ending in 1008. All of the other numbers are blocked out. So even if someone from Facebook got a hold of your billing information through Local Splash, all they could see is your last four digits. They wouldn't have the whole number.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was more my end because they had dinner and they had like administrative rights and all that stuff, you know. I was able to get one of my guys to find the issue, but I think they still have. So I canceled all my cards, and then like the debit card that I had, once I got the new one, they charged that one again. And I called the bank and I told them like he charged it again, and they're like, well, yeah, because now they got it that you got a new card, so it just transferred to that card.
Oh.
So, I put a stop to it. Anyhow, long story short, yeah, I should be getting the cards here shortly. I'll call you guys.
You should find a bank that will allow you to keep your card open but just block Facebook, you know, because I had that before with my son. He got like, oh, you get a $1 Xbox Gold membership as a promotion, so he put my card number in, and all of a sudden they started billing me all kinds of charges, and I tried to get a hold of Microsoft, and it was impossible. I was on the phone, and it pressed this for that and pressed that for this, and I couldn't get a person on the phone. So I finally called the bank to stop my card, and they said, oh, if you like, you can keep your card open, and we'll just block Microsoft. And I'm like, wow, you can do that? I didn't know.
That's what I ended up doing. So
yeah,
because that's my debit card, you know. And I'm like, and then
yeah, you can't keep having it replaced every couple weeks, you know. That's too that's horrible. So
yeah, the fact that I'm getting $1,500 back, it you just gotta take it for what it is, you know, a loss. So I mean, it's tough, but it's.
You know, while I have you on the phone, I'll put a note here that you're waiting on a card so we can follow up on the payment next week. But I see that they've been reaching out to you because Google has let us know that there's a live video verification option available. So what that is, just so you know, is, and it's a good thing that they're offering it to you because they don't offer it to everyone. So, but what they're trying to do is protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, right? So the only way you can get us get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. Did you already do that step?
Yeah, we already did it. And actually, that was like, I went to you guys, and you guys connected me with a live video with them. I went through the whole process, and that was like a week and a half ago. So I've been emailing them, and I think they're They've actually emailed me back, which I'm surprised because I tried to email them a bunch of times and they weren't emailing me back. So they emailed me saying that they're having like issues and to give them another 5 days to correct that.
Let's see. Yeah, I see that was yesterday. I see James emailed you yesterday, but today there was a note that he put on here that says Google business page verified. So I guess we already heard back and we got that verified for you. And all of your previous reviews are still on there. So you have a 5-star rating with 21 reviews. So all of that is still published for you. So that's good. Whatever it was that they were needing through that live video verification, Google, you know, accepted it. So that's really, really good. So what I'm, the reason I'm telling you that, Jose, is that it's always this month, right after, you know, that piece of the puzzle gets completed, that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you. So you'll see some really solid results this month, because before that, we're running Facebook ads, doing content creation, backlinks, citations, trying to get you more relevant to Google. But once that piece of the puzzle is done, that's when you start ranking on the first page, and that's when you're going to see a stronger impact. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you, do you guys still have, you guys, because I gave you access to my Facebook again, you guys still have access, right?
I can check with that department, because all I typically do is call out and collect failed payments. But the note from the verification department here says Google business page verified, add link to Facebook page. So I would imagine he sent that to them because we have access to the Facebook page, because if not, we wouldn't be able to add the link, right? So it looks per the notes that we still have access. Do you think that maybe you removed us or something, or?
Well, I did. When I found out, when I found out I had hacked, I had gotten hacked, I removed everybody, because we found out that there were people there that we didn't even know, and we're like, you know what, just clean it all up. And then, but then I spoke to you guys, and you guys asked me to give you access again, and I did. So I'm just making sure.
Okay,
that
yeah, that was about a week and a half ago too, right? Because I see they emailed you about the day before the live video verification, they emailed you about giving us access. So you gave us access again on that day, right, which was March 25th?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. So it looks like everything's good on this end, but what I'll do is I'll send that department a message anyway just to have them verify that we still have access. And if for some reason we don't, I'll have them reach out to you, okay?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm glad I have you on the phone, because I've been super busy trying to keep up with things. You know when you start a business, you're just everywhere.
Yeah,
that's why I wanted to talk to you guys too. So I got a bookkeeper, and she'll be working off the office. So I would like you guys to contact her with any further like issues. That way, she'll press her off, and she could be taken care of. I'm kind of like sending everybody over to her. And then
yes,
you can let me know once you guys, you know what I mean? That way I'm focused out in the field and not focusing about other
But
things.
I should wait till next week, right? Because you're still waiting on the new cards, or does she have a different payment method?
No, we'll wait till next week. That's fine. Just make a note. And who will be calling me next week? You will?
Yeah, I'm the only one that will be reaching out to you regarding the payment. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And if you like, Jose, what I can do is I'll put your bookkeeper's information in here, too, so I can follow up next week. What is her name and number?
Her name is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Andrea.
Okay.
Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, Medina.
Okay.
And her phone number is 915-822-9227.
805-422-9227, correct?
No, I had it wrong. I was about to give you my number. It's 915-422-9227.
Got it. 915-422-9227, correct?
That is correct. And then if you guys, the email will be the same. You know, Mendoza, Rock Wall, and Landscaping.
Okay. Okay, good. So she has access to that. Okay, you got it. So I put it, I put her in here as an authorized user, and then I'll follow up with her next week, okay?
All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right, you as well. And then if you happen to talk to her, just let her know that Local Splash will follow up next week just so that she doesn't think I'm some random person out of the blue that's calling her. You know what I mean?
And I'll let her know. I agree because, yeah, and that's kind of like what I'm doing right now. I'm just kind of having her go through everything, you know. Everything that
yeah.
you guys got to deal, just deal with her, and then she could get with me when she can and so far. Just kind of delegating, you know, making things easier on me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Absolutely. So, okay. Well, have a very nice weekend coming up, too, okay?
All right. Thank you. You do the same.
Thanks.
Talk
I appreciate that. Talk to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.